Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
I feel like there's got to be a way that it, like, if we all collectively come together and we pretend that it's warmer than it actually is, like, will that,
work?
Yeah. Like, we'll just pretend we're in Key West. That's
okay.
What it is. Yes. It's like a pina colada, Antoine. Man. Shall we? Monica, you?
Yeah.
Would you like some sponge cake to nibble on? You know, that's probably the stupidest part of that entire song. I mean, I get it. I like that song in terms of, it's beach. Uh-huh. It's just chilling. It's Margaritaville, all those things. But why does it start with nibbling on sponge cake?
I don't know.
That feels like Thanksgiving to me.
You know,
Christmas
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at your great aunt Sally's house, and she puts out
sponge cake
and then those green chewable candy / mint things that nobody likes.
Yep.
Right, she puts those out.
Boo.
So you're nibbling on sponge cake because you have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
But that's it. Sitting on a hard couch, you know, just uncomfortable all around.
No.
Can do it? Can we band together
and make it warmer, or make it,
you know,
make us think it's warmer.
One of my girlfriends, she had a group text going on. She's in Florida.
So you don't have friends.
That's not a friend.
So yeah. She was sending pictures while on the beach in her bathing suit.
Oh, see, she gets blocked.
I'm like, and we're shivering here.
Mm-hmm. I sign her up for some kind of email subscribe list.
Yes.
At that moment.
Yep.
We're going to decide that today.
I'm like, what?
We're going to set her up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
sign her up for some free trials for laundry detergent powders. You know, just like the powders that nobody wants.
Yep. We can put her on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. Put her on Craigslist?
We can put some nice item on Craigslist and attach her phone number.
Oh, no, I was saying we put her on Craigslist. Let's get rid of her. Get her out of here. Yes. Come on now.
I was like, my goodness. And she was like, how are y'all doing this morning? Yeah. Sit and text.
Oh, that's annoying.
Ah! I hope a crab gets in your bathing suit.
That's annoying.
She's having a great time.
I don't care.
Having a great time.
I hope she gets a sunburn. Sunburn.
Yeah.
And there's no aloe to be found anywhere.
Oh, no.
And there's no sponge cake either. You don't get anything. 52353 if you'd like to weigh in and complain, because it is 16 degrees in the NRV right now, which means in Hot Springs, the worst named town of anything around here, it's got to be about 4 degrees or zero.
Oh.
Yeah, 19 in Roanoke, 27 in the Berg. But the good news is this is not forever. It's coming back around in a couple days. We'll be back into the 50s and 60s. It's not like when it's February
sick.
And this happens.
And you're
oh, thanks, Monica.
I'm sorry. No, I don't mean that. It's
like, we'll all be sick this weekend, so enjoy.
And I received a lot of judgment yesterday because I was out without a jacket. Because if I can stay away from wearing a jacket, I will.
I'm not a huge jacket fan either.
I like to just
run in and run out.
And I had on just short sleeve shirt. And I went to the gym and everything. And the wind picked up. It was cold, burn.
I do think you deserve that judgment, though, by having short sleeves on. At least have, like, long sleeves.
I didn't.
A thermal or something.
Monica and I have the same logic, though, is, one, we don't live in Alaska, so it's not like it's just bone-chilling cold all the time.
Right.
And two, we don't really work outside, and we're not really spending an extended period of time outside. So it's really, from me to get from here to my car, which takes longer, I mean, it's longer to put gloves on than it is to get from here to the car.
Yeah.
So why even go through that process?
But,
in and done.
Like, I have a jacket today, but it's in the car.
Leaving the gym after you're hot and sweaty and your body is warm, that's not good for your body to go out into the cold after you worked out.
I know, to catch a cold. I thought about that, and I still wouldn't get it.
Say again, dude, what'd you get your PhD in there, Antoine?
I am smart of all things science.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I see what it is, yep. But mommy always says don't go out running out in the cold after a shower and
mommy
stuff.
Mommy and Antoine, by the way, that's been disproven about 100,000 times in various radio bits that come up all the time.
I will say this. I had to pick up Hendrix, and it was so cold. I said, Hendrix, come here. And I just picked him up as a shield against the wind and ran with him.
You used him.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. He had fun, though. He was like,
look, he's a kid. Have you ever smelled their breath? It's hot. They're always hot. They need to be cooled down. It's fine.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
He almost got himself in trouble. Jeff in Michigan, he put his house on Zillow.
Okay.
Selling a very nice house for $129,000 for a very spacious kitchen.
Okay, because that's cheap for a house.
Well, I mean, it's good. I mean, it was a really nice. It's a really nice.
I mean, it's
house.
Michigan. I mean, maybe it's Detroit.
I don't know.
You don't want $129,000. You can almost buy 129,000 houses in some neighborhoods.
Maybe. So. Yeah, but he put his house out there on Zillow, And he put all these wonderful pictures out there. Well, he received like 29,000 people in one day.
Okay.
Like, well, asking about this house.
Something nice. Something is up.
Yeah, because it looks so nice. But it's like, oh, what's up? But in the kitchen, people started to notice there was something there on the countertop that looked a little shady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a very nice little plate, some fruit, whatever. But on that plate was headache powder that looked like it was in lines. Like he tried, yes.
Okay.
So he staged that, hoping that people would see it.
That it would go
that
viral.
That it would go viral, which it did.
But he says it's headache powder.
And it was.
Well, how do you know? Did you snort it?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, then.
And that's what the people, like the police got involved.
Ah, okay. Well,
yes,
now
the police
we got,
involved with it. So he could have been in trouble. Mm-hmm. He could have got in trouble. But he said that, yeah, I planned it to see if it would go viral, which it did.
There's a whole line of people that do things on purpose, trying to go viral and make it look like an accident. There's a whole society of people that post things for sale on eBay, deliberately trying to put their reflection of a little something-something going on and to see if they can sneak it through on eBay.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's become a whole thing that eBay needs to pay attention to.
Yeah.
It should.
Because, well, I know, but because people are doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing that.
They only admit to it once the consequences pop up.
I know. Yeah.
Going viral is so weird to me because, and I don't know, is anybody listening that has gone any kind of viral? I'm always curious about that. So when you say a normal person, they're all normal people, but I don't know any of these people.
Well, I have a friend at the hair salon. Her daughter went viral for looking like Rihanna. The little girl that looks like Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she
met Tyra Banks and she flew out to L.A. and all kinds of stuff. So,
really?
Yeah.
I do remember you telling me all
about
that.
And it was just off a picture she put it on Twitter. Yeah, and they were like, she's like, oh, my daughter resembles Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna was like, commented on it and she took off.
Wow. I'm fascinated by how it happened and how quickly it snowballs. And then for me, I'm torn because part of me thinks, I want to go viral. I want to be on Ellen.
Uh-huh.
And then I think, I don't really want to travel this weekend. Like, I don't know if I want to go viral. I've got a hard time staying up on my notifications
is. You're not committed to the viral.
I don't think
I am. You have to commit to it.
What if you accidentally went viral?
See, that's I want to be accidentally viral. I don't want to be committed because that to me feels pathetic. Where if you're really trying hard to go viral, lame.
That also happened to another friend at Wendy's. She went viral. And I don't think she was aware that it was going to take off, but she had a little confrontation at Wendy's.
It was one of those.
Yes, and it went viral.
Angry about a Frosty.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yes, I showed you that video. Yeah.
Maka knows everybody that's
gone viral. She knows everybody who's done everything.
And yet we don't go viral. She's holding back on us, Antoine. The Thang is in the house. Who are you? Are you in the house? Did anybody text in about going viral? I wasn't paying attention. I don't see anything. Is that? I got to turn your microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, you want microphones on? Got divas. These freaking divas around here.
Yeah. No, we do have a text. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys follows somebody on Twitter. They posted a video of their son dancing the Backstreet Boys. We got 13,000 views.
Yeah.
That's something there.
They're calling it semi-viral. I would agree with that. That's it. Everyone else is friends with Monica. Those are the only ones.
We have a friend that was on America's Funniest Videos.
Oh, yeah, but he cheated. That was fake.
It was fake.
But yeah, he still kind of...
He won money.
He did.
He fell. He did pretended to fall off a roof while hanging Christmas lights and slid all the... I don't know how he did it or whatever, but he finished, you know, when they used to do America's Funniest Home Video, the top three, and they bring you there and they make you wear a suit and you sit in the audience and all that stuff.
So this was the Bob Saget version.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was on that show. That counts, I think, right?
It does.
Yeah. But it was all a lie.
Well,
it was a lie.
No,
but
I don't know if it does because... That was more innocent in the sense of that was our first time seeing it. Can it really go viral if we're all seeing it? You know what I mean? If it's being shared at the same time.
And it never got retweeted 50 billion times or anything like that.
It has to be passed around to go viral.
Yeah, I mean, he was on TV.
He was.
Like the flu. Yes. Yeah.
Like a virus, an actual virus. Exactly. So if you went viral, that's the best we have so far is Nick Carter Kid, which is actually, I mean, that's more than we've done. So, you know. He's kicking our butt so far, so good for him. What do you got going on? 52353, you want to weigh in? If you need to get someone to do a favor for you, I have a very simple tactic when you ask them that increases the chances of them saying yes.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not good. Please?
It's not please, actually.
It's not the magic word.
Please?
Nope. It is not the magic word. And I think this is good in two ways because one, it allows you a little trick to know how to get somebody to maybe do a favor for you. And two, it allows you to know when someone's trying to trick you into doing a favor for them. Mm-hmm. Because when you hear these magic words, you think, oh, you listen to the morning thing too. Uh-huh. I'm on to you. Yep. No, I will not help you move. Get out of here. So I'll explain in just a few minutes. Also, Fat Chance. Are we doing the thing we talked about last week where we go flip the script?
I'm prepared if that's what you want to do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we do it that way. Uh-huh. So I'm going to play Fat Chance, and you team up with us, and you are going to have to be part of the game. You got to handle a round as well. So the pressure is going to be on. We have Cirque du Soleil tickets on the way. Rate the Ditzy yesterday. We were enjoying all the various texts of Ditzy things that people had done. The fact that I burned my finger by touching a hot thing that I knew was hot. Yeah. I knew it was hot.
Yeah.
Let me see if this is hot. And laid my finger on it almost as if I was trying to saute my hand. And I don't know why. But at least I did not abandon my child by mistake like this woman.
My husband and my two daughters and I were hanging out with some friends. And the baby started getting fussy. So my husband took her home. And my daughter was being really quiet playing with her friends in the back room. So I just left. I didn't realize that she was still with me since my husband had taken my other kid, and I didn't even realize it until I was halfway home, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I had to turn around and go back and get her.
So you abandoned your child. Just left
it.
In a safe place with friends.
In a safe place, totally safe with friends, and as soon as I walked back in, our friends were still hanging out, and they were like, what is wrong? And I was like, well, I forgot my kid.
See, those friends didn't know that kid was there. I always am terrified that you see those stories in the news about the kid that ends up on the highway walking around or whatever, and they always say, well, the parent just dozed off for a minute, and that's what happens. I dozed off for many minutes.
And you worry that, that'll be...
Well, I always, when I wake up, and this happened to me yesterday, I woke up, and I legitimately am not sure where any of the children are, and I just hope they're in the house. You know, sort of, okay, hopefully everybody's fine.
Children?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And both of my kids had friends over yesterday, so now at these ages, when they have friends over, they just kind of disappear. They go off into their corner. It's great. It's great napping time, but when you wake up, you think, everybody's kids still here?
What's going on?
Do I have as many as I had when I napped?
So far, so good. Just so you know, we're in good shape.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
How to get somebody to do a favor for you. Mm-hmm. Or at least increase the chances.
Okay.
That's part of the Scoopla here on the thing. Fat Chance is next for Cirque du Soleil tickets. And now we've been doing this game in the past where you decide with me and Monica, how much faith do you have in us to come up with the things in the category. Today, we're going to add a little layer. We're round two. A
little wrinkle to it.
That's y'all. We're going to have to decide how much faith we have in you. Talk to you for a second and think, you know what? One. I don't know. So let's see what happens here. So Fat Chance Tag Team Edition is next on the thing. Sometimes need a favor and you got to ask people. And you're hoping that they will help you out. What are the magic words to get them to, increase the odds? Yeah. It's not a guarantee, but it will increase the odds. Do you have any guess? It's not please.
It's specific words. It's not a strategy. It's specific words.
Yes, it is specific words. I mean, it's specific words that are part of a strategy. If you have time, Monica's sort of in the neighborhood on this one.
If you have time, if you wouldn't mind.
No, it's not that. It's not if you wouldn't mind, because that's still putting the pressure on them. Or if you have time, kind of puts the pressure on them too, because they're like, oh my God.
You have time today.
Nope. See, that's too much pressure. It is. It's okay if you can't. It's okay if you say no. That's what it is. You say, hey, I need a favor. It's this. It's totally okay if you can't. I understand. You can say no. It doesn't hurt my feelings one bit. They are more likely to say yes because they don't feel the pressure of like
I've
they
done
have
that before,
to say yes.
But it was just because, you know, I was like, it's okay. If you don't want, if you can't do it, then fine. But if you can.
You are doing it as a strategy to get them to say yes, is what you're
saying. Well, now she will.
I'm not.
Now you
I
might.
So I was just saying, hey, it's all right if you say no.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's fine if you can't. Puts them at ease. Makes them feel like nothing's being forced on them. And it will increase the odds. Now you can also be aware of when someone's trying to trick you into moving lots of furniture in their house.
I mean, I understand if you can't, if you don't have the time to come help me move.
Cool, I can't. I'll see you. Bye.
Whatever. Please, I need help.
No, you said it was okay. I didn't mean it.
It's a sectional.
I was trying to trick you. How dare you? Well, also in the Scoopla, just as you're heading into work today, things people might be talking about or whatever. See the server that's getting sued?
Sued?
Yes. No. And this is interesting. Now, Monica, you were a server.
Yes.
And I think people can weigh in at 52353, kind of server stories, specifically spillage. The spilling. Because you're carrying a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Things happen.
It does happen. Accidents happen.
Yeah, stuff gets spilled. And this server is now getting sued because he spilled red wine on a $300,000 handbag.
Oh, yeah, somebody's
now,
been sued.
Now, but if you're going out with a $300,000 handbag. $300,000.
I mean, that's a house.
You don't go to eat. You just walk.
Somebody's getting sued.
No, you don't take that out to eat.
You can't go out to eat.
Not with that purse.
Chances are, if you can afford that handbag in the first place, everything on you is pretty expensive.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if you got a $300,000 handbag, I'm with Monica. Don't take it to Red Wine Town. That's not a place you want
to
bring
it. If you take that to some kind of runway show or somewhere where you just walk. Like,
right.
You don't plan on eating and have any kind of prom.
You take it to a museum.
A museum, yes. You walk around.
Award ceremonies, I'm sure, like at the Oscars and the Grammys, they show up with that kind of stuff, and there's servers there. They bring them drinks.
They can't fit into those dresses are tight. They don't eat there.
They're drinking.
They inhale
air. No, that's just the Golden Globes. That's the only one. The Oscars, they're just sitting there being miserable.
Yeah, and you feel bad for the server because what happened, the woman sued the club. It was some fancy country club.
Yeah.
And she said, look, you know, you guys are responsible for this. We need to work something out. And the club, in turn, turned their back on their server and straight up sued him instead, which
He's
is
like,
sucky.
Dang, I'm the server.
Right.
I didn't mean to.
But did you ever spill anything on somebody?
I had one of those massive trays, and I would prop it on my shoulder, and it had about like 6 or 7 meals on the tray. And I spilled all of it.
Oh, which, for the record, let me say, I always find that so impressive.
Yeah.
I'm always like,
Monica stunk at it.
I was a champ. That's why I thought I had it. But that day, I did not.
Okay, something went
wrong.
And
I actually looked at, because Jared was the cook at that time, too. So I looked back at Jared, because he witnessed it. And he cooked all that food. And I said, that'll be 10 more minutes. And I walked away.
But you didn't spill it on them.
Not on them.
Yeah.
Not on them.
My mom actually went out to dinner here local. I won't say where, but it's a place that enjoys giving you bread and dipping oils that go with it.
Uh-huh.
And they spilled the entire thing of dipping oil directly into her purse that was on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was unfortunate. Though my mother, I believe for the most part, has a 30-cent handbag. So, you know, you wash it off, you move on.
But,
it's a new design. How much faith do you have in us? Oh, yeah? Well, how much faith we got in you? That's tag team edition here on the K92 Morning Thang. So, and it might even be some of those old school wrestling matches back in the day where the Andre the Giant had to team up with a baby. And you didn't even want to tag in the baby. And the baby would even stand there in the corner and go, no, don't tag me in. Don't tag me in.
You don't put baby in the corner.
No, I'm putting baby in the corner. Yes.
I'm
going to put you in the corner. All right, Antoine, it's your game. Take it up.
Welcome to Fat Chance. Fat Chance is the game where we find out how much faith our listeners have in the Morning Thangers. And today, we are going to find out how much faith our Morning Thangers have in our listeners.
All right, we start with Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Okay. Lindsay, who would you like to team up with today? You have me, who starts with the bar very low, and you have Monica, who's definitely a more positive individual.
I'll go with that.
Okay.
All
right, good. Hey, well, she...
Okay.
I have hard standards. I'm like that coach, the ones that just yell at you, that sort
but
of thing.
But also, in Lindsay's defense, Zach's bid is going to be like one. She goes, I could definitely meet one.
Oh, that is true.
Lindsay, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I am a patient transporter.
Okay. That sounds official.
Oh, it does.
She's like Lady Jason Statham. She's the transporter. I like that. Okay, so it'll be me and Lindsay, and that means it's Monica and Barb. Good morning,
Barb.
Good morning.
Let's do this, Barb.
I should let you know that Monica spent that entire song making Stranger Things puns about your name, which I'm sure this is all you deal with
this
now.
Barb is alive and well and ready to win.
Oh, yeah. We got this, Monica. Yeah.
She's like, my name used to be fine, and then that show came out, and I got to deal with this. Okay, so it's me and Lindsay. It's Monica and Barb, and the way this works is Antoine will give it. You know what? I'll let you explain. Go ahead. It's your game, so go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category, and I'm also going to give Lindsay and Barb a category, and you guys will predict how many items your partner can name in that category in 15 seconds. If you feel your partner can name more than your opponent, you raise the number from 3 to 4, 3 to 7, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you say fat chance, and your opponent has to go.
Right, so round one will be Lindsay and Barb deciding for me and Monica, but then round two You guys got to play. So you'll be given the category, and you'll be given 20 seconds. Who just threw up in their mouth? Because I heard somebody who was like, oh, God.
Sorry.
They said, wait a minute, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, this is audience participation. This is a tag team affair. Yeah. So round one, though, is the way we've always played.
All right, Lindsay.
Yes, Lindsay,
you get
will
to
start
go first since you picked first, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the category is songs that have a dance attached to them.
Songs that have a dance attached to them.
Yeah, so when the song comes on, it's a specific dance that everybody does.
Okay.
All right.
A handful of those, sure.
Yeah, Lindsay, how many can Zach name in 15 seconds?
Four.
Okay.
All right. Barb, can Monica do five or more, or fat chance to Zach in four?
What do you think, Barb?
Yeah, Monica.
I'm
looking for some input from Monica.
Okay, well, I think I can do more.
Okay.
I can do five.
All right, Lindsay, six or more to you and Zach,
I feel
or
like I can do six.
Or Monica,
can
five
six?
Fat chance.
I think I got a few more in me.
Oh,
I'll do six.
Okay.
I think I can do seven.
Oh, you do.
I don't know.
Barb, Monica says she can do seven.
Oh, no.
Do you want to go with that, or you want to say fat chance?
Okay, well, then I'm going to say fat chance.
Okay.
No, fat chance.
That means I get six.
Oh. You weren't confident in it, Monica.
You didn't sell her on it.
Okay,
nope.
Okay.
She said fat chance, so I'm going to get six. So 15 seconds. Here we go. We have achy breaky. We have wobble. We have the stanky leg, the electric slide. There's boot scoot and boogie. Did I say Macarena? Let's see. There's hokey pokey, the chicken dance, Is that six?
You got exactly six.
Oh!
Yes. And the first one you said was the first one top of mind.
Achy breaky.
And then pop, lock, and drop it. I forgot the Cupid shuffle.
Yes. I thought you were going to go through the cha-cha slide.
I kind of got a wall on those. Didn't matter. Yeah. I had six.
You still got it.
I got a point in that round. Now, Barb, Lindsay, this is your turn. So Antoine's going to give us a category, and then we decide how much faith we have in you. For your 15 seconds, Monica will start the bidding.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, Barb and Lindsay, I hope you know your geography. There are 13 states that border Canada. How many, Monica, can Barb name in 15 seconds?
Barb, what do you do for a living? What are you feeling?
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a school nurse.
Ooh,
she's in the school.
She's in the school with the map.
She's seen the map.
She's seen the map.
Bullets and boards and stuff like that. Huh?
So what are you thinking, Barb?
Man.
How many?
Let's go with four.
All right, four.
She can do four?
Yeah, four.
Lindsay, you got to be able to do like five or six, right, Lindsay? I think.
No.
No? No.
Not even five?
No.
Oh, my God.
But
you can't do this.
Lindsay
see, Barb
says
can,
I don't
you
transport
know
him to
no,
Canada.
No, I say Lindsay can do five. She's doing five.
Zach makes the bid. That's
yes,
right.
Because
right,
Barb,
what do you want to do? What
Barb's
going
to nail four.
Hey,
so we're at least going to try.
She's surrounded by
right,
the mess.
Monica,
all right,
Monica,
day.
It's six or more to you and Barb.
Okay, Barb, what are you feeling? You want to say fat chance? What are you feeling?
No, I can do six.
She knows she could do six.
She knows for sure she can do six.
Fine.
Okay, so...
Lindsay's screwed.
So what do you want to say?
Fat chance. Okay.
Sure? Okay.
15 seconds, Barb. Go.
Okay. Maine, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Washington, Idaho, Michigan, Illinois. No, I don't think Illinois.
She got it.
I believe she got it.
How many did she need?
Correct.
She
needed
six.
She got six.
You got six, Barb. What? You won no Cirque tickets. Barb did it.
She did it. It's all tied up.
It's all tied up.
Oh, shoot.
The game's
up.
Monica.
I won it.
Monica hasn't
won. I was ahead of it.
Monica hasn't won a round in this game in so long.
We got another round?
Yes.
All right, come on.
You didn't do anything there.
Jeez. I thought she had it. You know what?
That's where you won.
I was so amped up. Come on, then. Dang it.
All right. Now, Lindsay, when you hear those answers, were you screwed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. See, I had no choice. Okay.
All
we
right.
go back to me and Monica.
All right, come on. Monica's already gone ahead and given herself the W.
So, Lindsay will decide in this third and final round what is the category here.
All right. Very straightforward. We talk about this on the show pretty often. Lindsay, in 15 seconds, there are top 10 cereals of 2019. How many of the top 10 cereals can Zach name in 15 seconds?
Top 10?
They're the top 10 selling.
Cereals?
Yep. The top 10 selling of 2019.
Like
six.
Okay.
All right, six.
Six.
I heard six.
Six right. of the top 10 cereal.
All right, Barb. All right, wow. Barb. The number is seven or more to you or Fat Chance.
This is.
What do you think, Monica?
This is a tough one right here. Top 10, though. You know, like, this is not just calling out cereal. Nope. This is top 10.
Oh, I'm going to call out cereal until I'm blue in the face.
Yes.
I'm going to get crackling oat bran in there if I have to.
So I'm tempted to say Fat Chance on that one because I'm like, can I
try to get
Harry? I don't know because Zach seems pretty confident.
Yeah.
He does, or is he playing a game?
No, I got six.
He's playing a game.
Because I got 5 million cereals in my head, and I'm going to say them all as fast as I can.
Okay, I have confidence in you, Monica, so I'm going to say seven.
Okay, good, because I was totally playing that one as a game.
No,
all right, Lindsay. Lindsay. Lindsay.
Say Fat Chance.
Eight or more or Fat Chance.
Oh, my God.
Fat Chance.
Okay.
Of course.
Cereals. 15 seconds. Go.
Honey Nut, Lucky Charms, Twix, Trix. And Frosted Flakes. And, Fruity Pebbles. Let's see. Kellogg's. Everything. This is, Apple Jacks. Corn Nuts.
Corn Nuts.
Corn Pops.
Corn Nuts.
You were doing good. You got four. Out of your necessary.
And now we get it. We have an L.
You were so excited for Barb winning one round.
I know.
And then you lost it
and
four.
I lost it, yes.
You know what they say. There's no L's in life except for this one.
So what are the top 10?
All right, in order from 1 to 10,
yes.
It's Cheerios.
Uh-huh.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, I would have had those.
Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Mm.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Lucky Charms. Fruit Loops. Frosted Mini Wheats. Life. And Fruity Pebbles.
Life? People still eat life?
Life is number 9.
Life
Who
are
is
you
top selling life? Cereal of 2019.
I think that's a lie. To make people think about life and buy life cereal.
Life cereal.
Who's going to look at this list?
Someone who did.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is, Monica. Cereal has been the sales of cereal have declined so significantly because people just don't eat cereal as much anymore. So life cereal checking in at number 9, that was 4 boxes sold. For the
four boxes
for the entire year.
You sprinkle sugar on it? What do you do to give it flavor?
It's got sugar on it. Nothing. You throw it out.
Okay.
Bang in the house. Were you a victim of the glitches yesterday? Also, shout out to the person who texted in to 52353. They're in the 434 and they said, just so you know, I bought all 4 boxes of Life cereal sold this year. So.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Disney Plus Day yesterday.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Antoine was very excited.
Oh.
Monica's husband was very excited.
Yes.
It was a great day.
Were you victim of any of the glitches?
Nope.
No, really?
I had a flawless day.
Huh?
I had it on here, as we talked about in the studio. I had it on at home. I had it on in my phone waiting for basketball practice to start.
Ah,
went
I
out
see
to
what this
dinner.
Is.
I had it on my phone there.
You caused the glitch because you were hogging all the service.
Yeah.
Hey, I paid for it months ago. It's mine.
Wow.
So excited.
You were watching it on your way, like going to dinner and you
like, no, like
everybody.
I'm sitting in a parking lot waiting for like everybody to show up and practice. I got to practice a few minutes earlier. So I'm like, I'm just going to watch 10 minutes of this episode real quick.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
I was so happy yesterday.
It's a whole nother
you guys
level.
Have no clue how happy I was.
Monica, any glitches in your house?
Well, Jared had issues with first logging into his account. He was like, it's not working. It's not working. He was like in panic mode over. I'm like, what's going on? He had his phone ready for customer service. And he was
can I speak to Walt?
Like,
is
over
Walt
Disney?
Available?
Yeah. But he got it. Once he had it set, it was on X-Men, old school.
Can I just say, and I say this with love and respect, y'all are pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic right there.
But if it brings you happiness.
I guess.
So much joy. Man,
you would think TV got invented yesterday. Like, you would never see
it. There were so many people on social media, like, just like Facebook, just excited. So it was cool, though.
It That's brought good. Me so much joy. I played Lion King soundtrack while I was taking a shower.
Aww.
That's how happy I was.
Right. I mean, I appreciate your joy. It's lame, but I appreciate your joy. Yeah, there are all sorts of people couldn't get in and couldn't get it to load and things were unavailable. The thing I just never understand about these situations, I get it. It's the first day. Stuff is going to go wrong. But Disney says the demand has exceeded our high expectations. Like, you knew how many people had signed up. Is it really that surprising?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just didn't expect it. You had 6 million people that had already signed up. Be prepared for that. But flawless for Antoine. Terrible for everybody else because Antoine hogged all of Disney's bandwidth.
I did. Yeah.
Number 2.
Well, it wasn't the only glitch yesterday. Facebook had one, too.
But
Facebook, of course, says, we're sorry. We don't know what's going on.
Would they share your information? What do they do?
Pretty much, you know, along those lines. I guess there's a pesky little bug in Facebook right now where iPhone users in particular, you're sitting there scrolling on your newsfeed, just looking at stuff. Oh, your camera just happens to turn on and start filming stuff.
Oh no.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Don't like that.
No.
Team Android.
Oh, no.
Well, they just
That's a major glitch.
Hey, why you just pick up your phone like you're about to try it out right now?
We're sorry. We don't know what's going on.
And it just starts filming like Facebook Live? Or are you telling me it just starts filming?
No, it just starts like filming because it has access to your camera. It's turning your camera
on. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sure that's a glitch.
Right. But, you know, if you're Monica and you're sitting there and you're scrolling through Facebook, and then the next thing you know, the camera comes on and it shows the dead body of the person on the floor. It's like, that's bad for you.
Gosh.
It's bad for Monica's serial killer business that you don't know
about.
Yeah, I
can't have that.
Yeah, it's a secret side hustle. So you got to be quiet about those things. Yeah, they say, oh, we're sorry. We don't know what's going on. There's such a bunch of... This is why no one's ever going to buy any of their other products. They didn't want to buy that one, the portal. Because they don't trust Facebook. They've got some VR helmet now they're trying to sell. Like, whatever. You're going to try to get right into my brain and pull my eyeballs out of my head. You go back to doing what you do. Being a place where we don't want to go because we don't want to listen to other people complain about stuff.
Number one.
And yet we go anyway. Final thing. Okay, this is more of a who's in the right, who's in the wrong. But it's trending. It went viral on the internet yesterday. So this 21-year-old woman, name is Abigail, and Abigail's in college. She goes to Ball State University, and one of her best friends, her relationship ended because the guy cheated, so she had to dump the guy because he's a dirty cheater, and she was very, very upset. So Abigail has a boyfriend.
Okay.
Abigail's boyfriend felt bad for this friend and bought her some flowers to cheer her up on that day. Mm-hmm. The internet is furious with this guy because he bought flowers for another woman. Bought them for the best friend. And they say, no, that is not good. You're not allowed to do that. Are you?
You're not allowed to buy flowers for the best friend.
Yeah.
That's going through a breakup?
Yeah, I guess.
Make her feel better?
And just so I'm clear, the girl that he bought the flowers for was his best friend, right? Or was it his girlfriend's best friend?
No, his girlfriend's best friend. Right.
They probably hang out all the time.
They're probably like family at this point.
Yeah.
Now, this does say he asked his girlfriend before he did it, which to me, that makes it okay. And Abigail said her friend was so happy to get the flowers that, quote, it almost made her cry.
It made her day.
Right. But the internet weighed in and said they would not want their significant other to buy flowers for anyone else. Quote, yeah, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. No.
Internet's silly.
No, the internet's...
Well, see, this is the problem, and it's Antoine's fault.
What?
What did I do?
You understand, because they were already mad because you had kicked them off Disney+. Plus. They had nothing better to do, so they went and they looked to complain to other people instead. So way to go.
Yeah, I wish I could say I felt bad, but if I'm the reason that you got those glitches...
Right, he's over here. Spider-Man, I don't care. Pew, pew, pew! And anybody else... It ain't time for that. That's two songs right there. We got to do birthday scam instead. But it's no more. I'm too busy over here gloating just from my victory. And I'll go ahead and put some microphones on there for you. So we're going to do a birthday scam right now. Then we will play that song. 10K payday is right around the corner. So 8 o'clock will be your first word.
Yep.
And you can go into any Blue Eagle Credit Union location today. And that gives you 20 bonus entries. So go in there, just ask for the bonus entries. Today's the last day before we do another one tomorrow morning. And then we reset and we start over. So to have a little plus 20 edge, I mean, you want an edge, yes. Antoine, absolutely. So go ahead and do that, Blue Eagle Credit Union. And your first cash code of the day will be at 8. We do it every hour until 5 o'clock here on
K92. K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Zach, I'm hoping you can do a birthday scam on my husband, Brandon. I think he will be super easy to trick because he is terrible with names and meeting people and remembering all of the details of just about any conversation. I figure you could use that to your advantage. He and I are both huge fans of your show, and the scams are our favorite, so it'd be cool to be part of one. That is from Hannah. I did find out that he's also a big Redskins fan, so I went ahead and threw that in there. Redskins road trip here on your K92. Morning Thang.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, who's this?
Who's this? Oh, you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I know who this is.
No, this is so like you to mess around. It's me.
Okay, but I'm sorry. I don't know who me is.
Neil.
I'm not sure I know a Neil. Are you sure you have the right number?
This the right number? Of course it's the right number. Brandon, I got it from Hannah. Your wife? I'm Kaylee's dad. Oh. We met at back to school night. Hi.
Oh. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there something I can do for you, Neil?
Well, Brandon, I mean, after we talked that night, I'm just calling to let you know that we are good to go for next weekend.
Next weekend.
Oh, here we go again. You next weekend. Man, you are really funny. I thought so that first night, but now, I see it in action. Funny.
Okay, all right. I got to be honest. I really have no idea what you're talking about.
The Redskins game.
The Redskins game.
Yeah. You, me, road tripping to D.C. Mm-hmm. to see the Skins like we talked about. I got everything set up and we're ready to roll.
What do you mean set up?
Like we talked about. You said you were a big Skins fan, and I said I was, and I said we should go see a game sometime, and you said yes.
Yeah, you know, this is really not ringing a bell.
Not ringing a bell?
Not in the least, no.
Okay, well, no problem. It's all set. I got the tickets, the hotel, I made dinner reservations, it's all set. So I'll just need your half of the expenses, which is
$400. $400?
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to give you $400.
Well, duh, that's your half. You have Venmo? You can just Venmo me.
Dude, I don't remember agreeing to, like, any of this. And for next weekend?
Yes!
Okay, I have to work next weekend.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not taking a road trip to D.C.
You would.
Okay, I'm sorry, man, but I don't even remember this. I barely remember talking to you.
But I spent $800. I got us club seats. I thought we were friends. You said we were friends.
Look, man, I'm not sure how deep this friendship goes if I can't even remember agreeing to this.
You promised.
I think I would remember promising to go to D.C. with you to a game if this was something that actually happened.
I thought we were friends.
Are you crying?
Of course I'm crying. My best bud just told me that he doesn't want to be with me.
Whoa, best bud. Dude, take it down a notch, man. We met once.
I know, but I thought we had a connection, like, you know, bud at first sight.
Listen, Neil, you sound like a really nice guy, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Of course not, because you're not a best bud. You're just a best dud.
Okay. Look, man, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
I know to tell you happy birthday, though. Hey, you're on a birthday scam right now. Hi, it's Zach from K92.
What?
Hi!
Are you kidding me?
It's me. It's Zach from K92. God. What's up, Brandon? Happy birthday.
My God.
Oh, you. Yeah.
Oh, you.
Your wife told me you're really bad with names and conversations and that you would pretty much go along with anything.
I was struggling, man. I had no idea who this guy was.
Well, and I'll tell you what, when it comes to Redskins tickets, $800 better get you 800 seats. I'm doing that for two seats.
Stories about a weird alcohol, a weird animal, and what was yours, Antoine?
Colleges and fines.
Colleges and fines. Now,
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
All of those are stories that are being brought to the table. We have culled. Mm-hmm. This is where you can use the word culled. We've culled through the internet, and we have each brought a wacky story.
Yep.
And we leave a little blank, play a little game, try to figure out which is which. I shall start today, then Antoine, then Monica. Special gin in South Africa infused with blank. Is it A, men's beards, B, elephant poop, or C, monkey sweat?
Ooh.
I'm going elephant poop.
Elephant poop, I'll go says Antoine. Sweat. You're going monkey sweat. Mm-hmm. Antoine?
Correct.
You are correct. It is a gin in South Africa infused with elephant dung.
Okay.
And initially when I saw this headline, that seemed very, very gross. But then when you listen to the guy talk, because he's got such a beautiful South African accent, he could make anything sound delicious.
The elephants are an amazing creature. They have such a varied diet of fruits and barks and leaves and flowers. And yet they digest so little of it. So they only digest about 30% of what they eat. And as a consequence, in the elephant dung, you get the most amazing variety of these botanicals.
When he says botanicals, it's like James Bond is telling me about botanicals. Now I feel like I want to try it.
You try it.
You can.
Let us know.
Let us know. Huh? It didn't even cross our mind. Yes. Yeah, if you do it, Zach, and you report back.
It says lovely, woody, almost spicy and earthy is the flavor.
I bet.
Let us know if that's accurate.
This person.
Say in the beginning, you think it's elephant dung. You're like, do I want to? Do I not? But then when you taste it, you taste the dung, but it brings out all the nice taste of the plant. So interesting and surprisingly very good.
Surprisingly very good. $32. It's really not that expensive.
It's not. It's a perfect price for you to pay for it.
South Africa is probably shipping us $4 million to get here because it's there. So I need either to fly to South Africa to go get it. It says it's available online, but I just feel like you can't ship alcohol from another country to this country.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer, and I did not drive by a Holiday Inn Express this morning, so I don't know. Fine. Y'all don't want to try my gin. Y'all don't get to have my gin.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I'm okay. That's all right with me. I'll drink water.
You're going to show up at my house, and I'll make you a gin and tonic. Next thing you know, you've had the elephant dung tonic.
No.
Poop gin.
No.
Yep. You've had poop gin, and you didn't even know it.
Oh.
I'm going to figure out a way to serve y'all poop at some way at my house.
Nope.
No, thank you.
In a delicious way.
Now that we know.
I'll burn it down.
Yep.
Now you know.
We'll show bottles of water.
Yep.
Next up is Antoine. What do you have?
All right. Colleges, this specific college will accept blank in lieu of parking fines. Is it A, food, B, textbooks, or C, volunteer hours?
I think it's B.
Ugh, volunteer hours. I've seen this story. It's A, food.
Food. Yep. It is peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, because if you donate to in lieu of your parking fines, it would go to students who don't have the same amount of food or is dealing with hunger and things like that.
It is nice, but I immediately, because I think in devious ways, start thinking to myself, okay, well, if they're going to go ahead and absolve your ticket for giving peanut butter and jelly, I'm just going to buy some peanut butter and jelly.
And park where I won't.
I'm going to illegally park and I'm going to leave it on the hood and say, sorry.
No, you can't do that.
Why can I not do
because
that?
Because you just can't.
Why not?
Because.
That's because.
It. Just because.
Oh, because. Well, two jars erase $10 worth of fines. Five jars eliminate 60, but it doesn't say how much the fine is.
Well, it's okay. So, I'll go to the dollar store. I'll get a whole box.
You're just ready.
Right, and I'll just park wherever
I
want.
I'm ready for this ticket.
And I'm good to go. And then I'll be in a court battle with me versus Monica in court. It'll be, nuh-uh, yuh-huh, nuh-uh,
yuh-huh,
right. Nuh-uh, yuh-huh.
Yeah, I go to Alaska for this, though.
Oh,
just so you know.
Alaska.
Oh, see, there's no cars.
Oh, come
that's
on.
Why.
There's no parking.
Parking dogs.
Park it.
Park
it.
Okay. All right, Monica.
All right, so animal takeover. Take it over social media. A, is it a freaky-looking cat? B, a bat making out with his hand. Little, you know, whatever. Little furry. Or C, a lemur eating fruit.
A lemur eating fruit.
I'm going B with the bat.
I want to see the bat. Because remember, like, when you were a teenager and you...
Oh, you made that with your hand?
Yeah, what does it feel
like? You put lipstick on your hand?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Why would I do that?
I figure if you're going to make out with your hand, go all, you know.
Make it pretty?
Yeah, make it pretty.
To make
a mouth.
To make all my friends think that my hand got something last night.
That's my girl. Don't talk crap to my girl.
Right. I'm going with the bat.
Okay. Well, it's A. It's the cat.
That
there's
means
a cat.
You're wrong.
Right now, if you Google potatoes, this cat, have you seen it?
No.
Okay, so this girl named Ashley, she adopted a cat 2 years ago, and she decided to post on social media a couple pics of the cat. If you look at the cat freaks me out a little bit. Just Google a picture of the cat potatoes.
I'm just the cat potatoes.
Okay, so I just Googled the word potatoes because that's what you just said 10 seconds ago.
Uh-huh.
Because if you just Google potatoes.
The cat, this cat.
Well, you didn't tell me to put that. You just said the word potatoes.
Feline cat.
Is it cat with short legs, looks like a tiny potato?
No, the eyes. This cat Ashley's cat and the eyes of this cat will freak you out just a little bit.
See, you're not providing good information because I have a cat.
I can't.
So is it a cat that's the shape of a potato?
No.
I found the cat the size and shape of a potato.
Right.
That's what I found.
This cat has 50,000 followers named Potato. It's on social media. It's on Instagram probably because on Instagram. And so Ashley, she had this cat for 2 years. And she decided to post some
pics. I see now. And I had to add more.
And look how freaky.
Yes.
You stare into the cat's eye. So right now, if you're on Instagram and you start following Potatoes, check out this cat. You can't look at it, right?
Potatoes is freaky. And I can tell you right now, if you want to know exactly what Potatoes looks like because you don't have access to the internet or your phone or whatever, it's when Puss in Boots tries to,
trick
you.
Make his eyes real big.
Yeah, make his eyes real big and try to trick you into letting him out of prison. That's what this cat does all the time.
There's so many comments about this cat because it's freaky. It makes your eyes doing the potato.
I'm doing the potato.
Yes. Yeah. So check it out whenever you have a chance.
I'm not
Potatoes on Instagram.
I am not a big fan of cats.
And it will freak you out.
I'm really not a fan of this cat.
And tell me how you feel about it once you see it.
It gave me a physical reaction.
So just remember, don't search Potatoes like Monica said.
Go to Instagram, follow
Potatoes. Don't search
Potatoes
the cat either because that didn't work. But if you search as I did, cat named Potatoes, eyes, then Potatoes showed
up. It's right there, yes.
She says she won something and she's been hiding it from all of us. Yes. You are correct to think Monica Brooks in your head.
Yes.
Because that is the woman who is holding out on us, Antoine.
It better not be the lotto. She better not be rich.
Would you be happy for her if she was rich, or would you be mad?
Oh, I'd be upset.
I'd hate on you, too. I would.
You
would be happy?
What would you give me?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fair question.
I'm going to be honest. I have to pay for y'all to be happy for me.
Because here's the deal. And I mean this. I swear to you on, whatever it is I hold most important, my children, my marriage, whatever. If I won a big jackpot, I would give each of you $1 million.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
I would totally do that. And I'd give away $1 million on the air. I would do that after I had moved to the beach and y'all couldn't find me anymore. I'd call in. I'd give away $1 million. But I would definitely give each of y'all $1 million.
Yep.
Would you give me $1 million?
I would do the same thing. I also have a contract assigned to it, so you can't speak on it after.
That's just fine. Yeah. I would do the same whenever you tell me to.
Okay.
All right. Well, then I'm happy for you.
I gave you a slip one time where I said if I felt like I was going to win money and I said $5,000 guaranteed, I would give. So I'm
happy for you when you win. So obviously, I can tell you right now that that is not what is going to be confessed right here because
it's smaller.
we would be bound to secrecy, and I wouldn't tell y'all because I want my money.
Because it would have to be contracts.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd be like, look, Monica won a boot. Yay.
Oh, yeah. We'd lie. Yeah. We would lie a lot.
Well, this one I can talk about because... Because
it's insignificant.
Yes. And because it was... Most of the time, if I play the lottery, because I have a feeling.
Right.
And I was actually driving home from work, and I said... You're going to win, so pull over and get a ticket. I said that to myself.
Really?
I pulled over. I won $100.
What?
I did not tell anyone just because I didn't. And instead, I was like, okay, well, I'll just make a special little dinner, a little extra spice or whatever, some shrimp and steak
a dinner
and stuff.
For
and I didn't say anything to Jared.
For the family?
For the family. Okay. And Jared was like, oh, okay. But I didn't mention the ticket, so now he knows through.
Okay. But you kind of treated him. He didn't even know it.
He didn't even know
Okay, so he did get part of this dinner. You didn't buy yourself a really nice steak, and then the rest of the family had oodles of noodles
or anything like that. No, but usually when I play, it is based on a feeling.
Right.
And
a feeling
that
you don't typically share with the people around you.
Correct.
Or the other thing
that she does is not buy a ticket.
You are pulling a trigger because my mom got on me about the lottery numbers again.
Oh, your mother's one to talk. She wins the lottery all the time, and she don't share with any of us, so forget her. Trigger, if you're listening.
Trigger's going to hook me up. I ain't worried about it.
She'll never hook me up.
She's going to look out for me. I'm good.
Team up with her baby girl for over 10 years. Well, how many lotto numbers? I get zero. Yeah. Every time I call her, she's like, who's this? Oh, yeah, real nice.
But yeah, I didn't mention that I won.
Like $100 is a keep it to yourself amount.
It is. And the last time that happened, I was driving and I said, get a ticket. I actually say it to myself. I won $200. So
wow. Do you ever get a feeling for, me or Terrell over here?
Yeah, exactly.
Like every now and then, Zach should buy a lottery ticket. Let me text him right now. Put that in your psychic antenna. They call it the antenna.
I haven't tried that yet.
If I got a text message from Monica, say it. Go get you a lottery ticket.
I would.
I would go do it.
I would literally go do it
right then in that moment.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. I haven't felt that. It has to be just
you haven't tried
feeling.
It. You don't care about it.
Right. She's like, I haven't thought of y'all outside of work. I've never thought of you after 10:02 unless we had a meeting.
But I mean, I get a feeling. I will tell you.
Yeah. Put that on the antenna for me. That would be good. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's a small little win.
So. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to save this broadcast, by the way, Antoine, because if she tries to skip town with our money, I want my money.
We have it.
Save the clip. Right.
We have a handshake agreement.
Verbal contract.
Yep.
I got one measly little word that could win you your share of $10,000 right on the other side of the pop quiz, and it's a very coincidental word based on something Monica was talking about just a minute ago. And speaking of Monica, I'll tell you
right now. The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Okay. Say good morning to caller 19. It's Hannah and Pulaski. Hi, hey. Hannah.
Hey.
Hi. Hannah has to deal with this her entire life, and Monica's not helping as Antoine is trying to set up Hannah to get her ready for the radio, and Antoine says, where do you live? Monica has to continually say Montana over and over again.
Every time. Yeah,
this Hannah is your Montana. Whole life, Hannah, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody thinks it's hilarious. Like, it's the first time Hannah's ever heard it.
I know.
Like, Hannah Montana?
Yes, idiot. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hannah Montana.
I could poke you in the eye if you weren't my uncle.
Can you imagine all the Hannahs of Montana?
They move.
Going through it.
You're done.
This morning.
You're done.
All right.
You know, there's not a whole lot of people.
All right.
In Montana. So I would say, Hannah's? There's four.
Yeah, that's it.
They all eat Life cereal is all of it. Hannah, you caller 19. Did you go get your three free answers from Uptown Cheapskate?
I did not.
She's like, I didn't. I had some things going on. All right. That's okay.
I wasn't expecting to even get through, so I was just like, I'll call and see what happens.
I think you still got it.
Okay. But you know what? Monica says you're going to do it anyway. Let's see. Three.
All right.
Five.
I believe you, Monica.
I think she could.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what happens. Hannah, do you pay attention to pop culture and things like that?
I think so.
Okay.
And Hannah, don't believe in Monica. Believe in yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Correct. And she does. I believe in you.
Don't tell her that. It's a curse.
Oh, no.
Hannah, and do you want to let everybody know, even if Hannah wins $1,000, we'll play again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Put them on your radar for Black Friday if you're bouncing around, because the first 25 customers on Black Friday will get 40% off the entire store. Then 10 to 11 is 30% off. 11 to 12 is 20% off. And 15% off the rest of the weekend. Yep. There's doorbusters, great deals. And it's a great way to just be sustainable. You know, everybody wants to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. How can I do that? But what's in it for me?
Right.
Well, you get great clothes at a cheap price, and it works out great for everybody. So Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Hannah, here's the deal. 60 seconds to get as many of these as you can. You may pass at any time. We will come back if there's time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. You win a grand. Hannah, you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Good luck. Timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Hannah, what actor plays the role of Ron Burgundy in the Anchorman movies?
Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa are characters from what kids movie?
The Lion King.
Yes.
What state is rapper Eminem from?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Who is the host of the Game of Games game show?
Ellen.
Yes.
True or false, actor Ben Affleck was once married to Jessica Alba?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Brie Larson plays which Marvel superhero? Is it Black Widow or Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Chrissy Teigen is married to what singer?
John Legend.
Yes.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Oh my gosh, pass.
Name one of Will Smith's three kids.
Willow.
Yes.
What is the first name of George Clooney's wife?
Alma?
I don't know. What state is rapper Eminem from?
Michigan.
Yes, he is. True or false, actor Ben Affleck was once married to Jessica Alba?
True.
No.
What planet is closest to the sun?
Okay, so we're giving the...
I can't. It's not.
Can't.
It's the other way. If it came down to the $1,000, I have to figure something out there. So what do we get? 80?
70.
$70. Yeah, okay. $70.
When you guys said Michigan was right, she goes, what?
That's right?
Yeah, he's from Detroit, Michigan. Now, here's where you're going to kind of kick yourself a little bit. That one was a free one, so you could have cleared that one out real fast, the Michigan one about Eminem. Also, a free question was Ben Affleck being married to Jessica Alba. Yeah, that is false. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was married to Jennifer.
Awesome, but always free ones.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner. You did get the other free one. Now, the planet closest to the sun is Mercury.
Yeah.
And George Clooney's wife is Amal. And I would have probably given her another guess. If we made it back around, if there was time, I'd let her try again. But $70...
in your pocket, which
is
decent.
Yeah, that was good. It was good.
Ton of stuff there. We're getting a winner this week. I'm telling you, we are. So go get your three free answers. You see how important it is here.
I know.
Because it gives you more time. Yes. It gives you some confidence as you're heading into the game. So definitely go do that. But Hannah, congratulations. $70 from Uptown Cheapskate, Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. Thought we had a winner today. Let's get a winner tomorrow. Way Back Wednesday is coming up in a few minutes. Antoine brought up something that people today, the kids today, Antoine, they just don't get to understand the true joy of doing this or the true hurt of having this done to
you. Both sides of it.
Yeah, you don't get to experience this. So we're going Way Back Wednesday to explain. But first, Hot List.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
All right, so People Magazine, they have named him the sexiest man alive. This year, it's John Legend.
Mm-mm.
Monica doesn't like this
one
at all.
How do you feel about that, Monica?
I mean, I feel.
It's not moving her needle.
Feel?
She don't feel anything. Here's John. He was on The Voice talking about
I want to thank People, of course, People Magazine, but mostly I want to thank Blake Shelton because I sat next to him for the last few months and I learned his sexy ways. Like,
I'm with you, Monica. He's too smooth.
Too smooth.
He's like hand cream. It's just, it's too smooth.
Yeah. It's like you just got to dirty him up a
little.
So
who would you throw in there? Who's a name that you would just toss in there?
But you don't feel like has won it in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, that hasn't won it in the past.
Like Michael B. Jordan. Is he?
Yeah. He. Well, even.
He's kind of smooth, too.
Yeah.
Trying to think of a John
Jason
Legend.
Momoa-ish.
Comparison.
Just kind of.
Monica
slash.
Likes Jason Statham. That kind of person. Because there's that edge.
They have
rugged.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like John Legend.
He doesn't change oil. He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't change oil.
He doesn't
oil.
Know anything about a car. He just hops in the car.
Exactly.
I want someone that knows a little bit about something.
John Legend probably can't even start a car if it has to be keyless or he doesn't know
how
to
do
it.
How do I operate this thing? No, I want you to
He knows
to
about
dirt.
Music and art.
Wow.
Lame.
And art.
Yeah, nah, that's okay. I can hum my song.
Art ain't sexy.
No, thank you. Okay, so Adam Sandler, he was told to give up. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I kind of can.
Yeah.
Was he talking to you?
Yeah.
Was it a phone conversation?
Yep. He said,
Monica said, give it up.
Back in the day, he said his acting teacher told him just to give up.
Did, said leave. But you know what? Yeah, instead of having you tell this story, we could have Brad Pitt
tell
this story. Yeah,
tell it,
Brad Pitt. Tell
you
it, Brad.
Were at NYU, and it was an acting coach, I believe, or acting professor.
Acting professor, yeah.
He took you out for a beer. He kindly said to you, think about something else.
Exactly.
Listen, you got a heart, but you don't have it.
Right.
Choose another path. This is why it's my favorite Adam Sandler story, and I think it says a lot about you. That you ran into him at the height, you know, when you're getting the ultimate payday,
right,
and you're with a bunch of friends, and you run into him out at a bar. Anyone would think that's the opportunity where you go, you rub it in his face. What you did was you introduced him to your friends, and you said, this is the only teacher to ever buy me a beer.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
True?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a cool story. Yeah. Everything I've heard about Adam Sandler is he is one of the nicest guys.
That's good to know.
Nicest guys in Hollywood. You can see it, too, because he takes care of his friends. Like, Rob Schneider is a lousy actor. And he gets a role in every Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Like, he always has his friends in there. They work in his production company.
He does.
He takes care of his people. Mm-hmm. And Monica hates him.
Yeah. It was just that little Nicky movie that really just turned me just off from
You don't like nice
Adam
people.
Sandler.
That's
what?
What it is. You don't like Kevin Hart. He does the same thing.
Kevin Hart has
takes care of
baggage.
All his friends.
Kevin's
got baggage.
He has some baggage.
Monica is right on that.
He has some
rugged.
Baggage.
You like rugged.
Who, Kevin Hart?
Oh, he ain't rugged.
No,
his baggage is rugged.
No.
No, he's got baggage he can fit into.
Well played.
I got your back, girl. There you go.
Well played.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone? Bring them out.
We all have secrets. And here's where we clear them all out.
Mm-hmm.
You can confess all your things. And what's fun is you can text in anonymously to 52353. So you get to hear your secret.
You're like, oh, they said it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Don't know who I really am.
Mm-hmm. They don't know deep down the real you. And also, we talked to some people. Not Devin's got a secret that might upset her boyfriend. So we'll figure it out. Text 52353 because sometimes the secrets are embarrassing. Like this person who says, sometimes I go to the refrigerator when nobody's looking. And I drink coffee cream straight from the carton.
No.
What?
Ooh.
Coffee cream.
Is it
just a big, thick, heavy,
know,
delicious
heavy.
Cream. If you love milk and cream.
It's like just thick milk.
Melted ice cream.
Yeah,
in a lot
that's
of
really
ways.
All it is.
Yep.
Let's see. I eat snacks in bed and it drives my husband crazy, so I blame the crumbs on the kids. They lost an hour of iPad time last week and I didn't say anything.
We didn't do it.
Yep. Sucks she to did. Suck. Liars lying kids.
This person, they need our support. And they need our help because they say, quote, 52353, that's the text. I listened to Nickelback when I was younger, and I will still sing along if they come on the radio.
Well, good thing they don't.
I think we all probably would sing along a little bit, wouldn't
see,
we?
I don't know a single Nickelback song.
I bet you Zach starts singing a little bit.
We would
it.
Never associate ourselves with Nickelback on any level.
Hey, this is Chad.
And I'm Mike, and we're from Nickelback, and you're listening to the K92 Morning Thing.
What?
With Danny and Zach on K92.
Who put
Virginia's
that in there?
Number one hit music station.
Of course, it's Chad, the lead singer
Chad.
Of Nickelback. You remember this song, right?
Yeah.
Far Away.
Uh-huh, Antoine knows.
I promise I don't.
The
don't
firefighter that. Video. That one. Come on, Antoine. You don't know that one.
I don't know if you're making fun of it or singing it as it
both.
Sounds.
Both.
You're standing in line with the sun in my
mouth. You don't like lines.
I like Monica singing it.
And I'll do the other part. Heavy boy, you were.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I don't know it.
You're just saying it's bad. And I don't like it one bit. Not Devin has been patiently waiting.
You agree?
No, that's not her. Not Devin has been patiently waiting. So let's say good morning to her now. Hello, Not Devin, not her real name. Hi.
Hi.
So you have a secret, and it was that you were a Nickelback groupie back in the day.
absolutely not.
No. They were so popular. And then so annoying and so fitting that the lead singer's name is Chad. So it's just, it all works out. Okay, so Devin, what is your confession? What would you like to share with us today?
Okay, first a little bit of context. I always tease my boyfriend about his super sexy hot dad.
Okay.
It's a bit, you know what I mean? It really like makes his skin crawl.
So you
it's
mess with really him and you say, ooh, your dad's hot. I think your dad's
your
so
sexy,
cute.
Sexy dad.
Okay.
Such a stud, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I would take that as a compliment because I'm going to end up looking like that eventually.
Listen, my boyfriend has got it going on. Like, okay. There is nothing wrong with him having
right.
a hot father.
Yeah,
but
so
he gets really like, he's like, stop it. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you do it just to mess with him, which is good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's a bit, but, So it's going to be really awkward when I have to let him know that his dad accidentally sent me a sext.
What?
That's hilarious.
But accidentally.
That's
hilarious. It was like he sent me an apology and he was like trying to explain and like it was mortifying. It was horrible. His girlfriend and I both have babies that start with L. So like it was just like I'm next to her in his phone. So anyway, it was a total accident. Like I really don't. But oh my god, oh my god,
awkward.
Was it an accident?
Oh, that's funny.
Do you have this ongoing joke with the dad? Oh, I think you're so cute.
No,
do you say okay?
No. Right. It's literally just my boyfriend okay. and like it's not. I don't mean it. Like his dad and I have a like fine friendly relationship. There's not anything weird at all.
Right.
But it's just like it's this
now.
Is
nice,
but you guys. No.
Thanksgiving dinner's gonna be something else.
I can't look him in the eyes. The picture showed everything. It was everything.
You can't look him in the eyes because you're looking somewhere else. That's what's...
Yeah, you know what? I suggest looking him in the eyes. That would be a better
focus.
Bless your heart.
Oh, she got to bless your heart.
Yeah, she got to bless
what
your heart.
What about bless his heart?
Well, was it a good picture, I guess?
Wait a minute. Oh, no.
I plead the fifth.
Which means it wasn't awful.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she does it. He does have it going on.
He has it going on.
Girlfriend.
Now she knows.
Wow. Please pass the mashed potatoes. Yeah. It's harder to say. I don't know why.
Oh,
my God. I love it, and I have a headache all at the same time.
That's funny.
Stupid phones.
Yeah. They'll get you.
Man, I think it's Facebook. Woo. I blame the Facebook guy.
Even for the text?
Yes, all of it.
Like, Mark Zuckerberg for
yes.
the text message?
He has figured out a way to invade your privacy and screw you over in every single
He's
way.
He's really taken over then.
Uh-huh.
Good
that's,
gosh.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Man. When did this happen?
Last week.
Okay. The wound is... See, even the word wound sounds wrong here. Yeah.
Is the text still in your phone?
Yes. I just,
What?
I didn't, like, I looked at it for a second and then was like, ah, and then just didn't touch it.
But you did delete.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a delete button.
Yeah, you want to show?
No, I know.
Does she need to show her? Show her boyfriend to prove that it happened?
What? I don't know, but then,
if it comes up, she might need to prove
the context. And then show the chain after she needs
to. I think you need to keep it and show your boyfriend.
Save the evidence. And show him?
Yeah. He needs to see what happened.
Hey, you know, hey, Monica, I have a great idea. Why don't you show him on Christmas Eve? Let's go ahead and do that.
Nickelback is a weird band because you get text 52353. Not hating Nickelback this morning. That's Karen in Alta Vista. Mm-hmm. Kendra in Withville said, I'm not ashamed. Say, I love Nickelback. And you playing that song made my day.
All right.
Then you get text 52353. Please stop that noise and go further back for Way Back Wednesday.
Was that from Antoine, I think?
It was.
Yeah. Fine. I can go further back.
I know.
Here we go. Gotta get back in time. We can go 80s or Way Back.
I didn't hate the song.
It's really not that bad. Get me back in time. Way Back Wednesday. We're going back in time.
So Antoine brought this up, and I do think it's a great example of, you know, when you kind of, and it goes every generation. So kids today will never understand what it's like to dot, 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 or they will never be able to hamalama, tumalama, whatever it is. And I thought you brought up a very good point of something that kids today will never truly experience the joy of on one side or the true anguish of on the other side.
And it's not one of those things to where it's like serious. Like this is like one of those fun things where kids would enjoy if they got to experience. It wouldn't be one of those okay boomer type moments.
Yeah. Though when you receive this, it's not really enjoyable, especially if someone puts a serious exclamation point on this thing. But man, it is so validating and vindicating to do this. And kids today, you don't get to have this. You don't ever get to have this joy.
Yeah, I was just driving. I was thinking, I was like, kids don't get to hang up on people.
No.
Or they don't get that real feeling of slamming a phone down or that raw, terrible emotion of having a phone slammed on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys hear it. Don't understand, because when you're on your phone and you hang up with someone, it's you just talking and then it's gone. And I get the other person probably just assumed you drove by a mountain.
I know, exactly. You lost signal. Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
There was no intention
behind
it.
You hung up with me. Actually, no.
Not sure.
Because
I have a phone, Bluetooth cut out. I don't really know. But because man, yes.
Back in the day, like when you would get hung up on, you would feel that. You would call right back.
Call right back, or you go to school and be like, you really hung up on me?
Yes.
That's how you do. Yeah, you go to high school.
You got to understand, so I'm getting a phone so I can even simulate this, because we happen to have these office phones here. Because there was a method to it. You could have a skill. Because if you wanted to hang up, you could hang up on someone and just, and that was that. Or if you really wanted them to know that, sucker, I am going to hang up on you, your whole family, everyone that lives on your block, your dog, everything, I would go.
Yeah, you hit it more and shake it.
And you really feel it.
That's you had to be angry to do that.
And you would hear it on the other end, too.
Yeah, another problem, though, they have to remember the phone number in order to call and hang up. We don't remember phone numbers, so, I mean, right now, I couldn't tell you my husband's phone number. I don't know it? I don't know
I don't know my mother's cell phone number.
I have to go in my phone and look at it.
I know our house number. I cannot call my mother's cell phone right now.
That's a scary one, because I mean, you got kids need to learn numbers. Yeah, an emergency. Well, it's in my phone.
It's in my phone is a disaster for so many reasons. Passwords is another one. I don't know. It's in my phone. Well, what happens?
Phone carries everything.
It's sort of like saying, I don't know, it's in my arm. Well, if you lose your arm,
then what?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that? Do you have other things, since we're kind of going Way Back Wednesday on this one? It's stuff like, kids today, you'll never experience the joy or the anguish. Like, I'll give you one. Kids, they never have to deal with this anguish. And this is fairly recent anguish, but kids no longer have to do it because you get everything on demand. You can go to Netflix and watch whatever you want. You don't know the true anguish as you're sitting there and you're watching the season finale of a show or the final episode of a reality show, and they're about to declare the winner, and your DVR runs out, and it stops because there was some stupid football game that ran over like 10 minutes, and you don't have it, and you don't know. I will never forget. I used to watch the boxing show. What was it? The Contender? The Contender. Uh-huh. The boxing reality show. And it was the final episode of The Contender, and because it was a live boxing match, it kind of ran over a little bit, and I kid you not, as we're watching on DVR, it says, ladies and gentlemen, your winner, and The Contender is...
Would you like to save or delete this right here?
I mean, it was
so angry.
A travesty.
Yeah. So
travesty. So if you would like to share, 52353, go ahead, let us know. 10K payday cash code on the way, your next one. Don't forget, today's the last day to get cash codes in for this round of winning. So tomorrow morning at 7:20, we're going to call somebody. We're going to give them their share of $10,000. So every word matters today, and the bonus words matter too. So you go into a Blue Eagle Credit Union branch today, you get your 20 bonus entries, and there's a new bonus entry every week. Well, Friday, tomorrow, whatever, you can go get next week's and get ready again. But you want to go in today. You want to get your 20 free entries, your bonus entries at any Blue Eagle Credit Union branch. Your next one on the radio is at 9 o'clock.
Well, these are good. These are good. We're doing a little way back Wednesday. The things like you just, you don't, they don't get to experience it today.
No. There was one I had to respond back because it's still an open wound.
Which one is what? That?
About the recording over tapes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Text 52353. Y'all will never understand the frustration of, one, having to rewind your VHS tape or watching a movie. Like, when you would rent movies, because, yes, you had to rent movies back in the day, you'd get punished if you didn't rewind them. And there was nothing worse if the person, before you didn't rewind it, you want to go find them and kill them. I mean, that's how mad you were about that. Or getting yelled at by your brothers for recording a kid's show over one of their basketball games.
Yep, one of my basketball games got taped over.
Those are the days.
They were the days. You know, this one, and I'll agree with Michael in Madison Heights, and I'll go even further on this, because you'll never experience the fear and exhilaration of sprinting through your house like an American gladiator because commercials were almost over.
Yeah.
And because you had to sit through commercials. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't get to experience the true joy and accomplishment that you would feel of how much could I get done during that commercial break.
It's usually like laundry, like you have to move something to take the trash out or something.
Like, could I pee and make a sandwich and get back in time and not miss anything?
Hurry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about victory and also maybe just slightly wet underwear as you were rushing, but you felt good. Yeah.
Yes.
When you made it there. Yeah, it was good. 52353 if you want to share.
It's the case. Oh, I got one more. Morning, thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
This person's funny because they're mad at me. It says, kids today, they will never know what it's like to just listen to the radio and have to wait to hear your favorite song to play instead of streaming it. And then Zach Jackson plays Nickelback instead.
Well. This isn't what I signed up for.
You funny. I like that. All right. So most viral today. This clip just makes me laugh. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Back in the day, him and Sylvester Stallone, they were like the action movie gods.
Yeah.
And it was Arnold versus Sly. They sort of had this rivalry going on. And Arnold confesses he actually tricked Sylvester Stallone into doing a terrible movie. That movie was called Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, which was a terrible movie.
Yes, I do remember that.
Here, check this out.
So they came to me with this other movie. I forgot what it was called. Stop or My Mother Will Shoot.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, exactly.
I read the script and it was a piece of I mean, let's be honest. And so I said to myself, I'm not going to do this movie. So then they went to Sly. Then Sly called me and he says, hey, have they ever talked to him to you about this movie? And I said, yeah. I said, I was thinking about doing it. I said, this is a really brilliant idea, I said, this movie. And so when he heard that, because he was in competition, he immediately called him and says, look, whatever it takes, I do the movie. So he did the movie.
Wow.
Of course, the movie went major into the toilet.
Oh, it is terrible.
I remember it.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
If you want to watch a terrible movie, it's Sylvester Stallone, and his mom is played by the little old lady from The Golden Girls, Estelle Getty.
I was looking at him like, is that a Golden Girl?
And so he's trying to fight crime with a Golden Girl. I mean, it's so bad.
Is it funny? Is it supposed to be funny?
I don't remember.
It has an 8% Rotten Tomatoes out of 100.
Only percent. Will Smith's After Earth is lower.
I know.
Than
what?
You I
knew
think so.
You pieces of poop.
This elephant dung. This poor town, they're being terrorized by turkeys. And people. And the hard thing is we're all laughing because this town is being held hostage by turkeys. It's Toms River in New Jersey. They got 40 to 60 wild turkeys and blocking people's doors, pecking their cars, attacking them when you try to go outside, and all the neighbors are like, it's not funny.
The turkeys are taking over. It's like an infestation. I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car. Shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care. People think it's a laughing matter. It's a serious matter. When I can't get out of my house to get in the car because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you, yes, it's a problem.
I
know it sucks, but you laugh every time you think about it. The turkeys are holding them hostage. Well, I have a perfect solution into this good news story right here. A 9-year-old girl in Charlotte has been raising money with her 6-year-old daughter, that would be interesting, to buy Thanksgiving dinners for families in need. They've already raised enough this year. This is like the second or third year they've done it. Dinners for over 100 families.
Last year, we decided to go even bigger, and I decided our goal should be 101 boxes, and we ended up donating 130 boxes. I like it that we can provide food for Thanksgiving meals to family who can't have them.
We're really excited to just see where they go with it, and hopefully they'll continue to want to do this, you know, the rest of their lives and help other people.
Yeah, it's a great story. So I got 50 more turkeys that we can go get and turn them into Thanksgiving dinner because they're just being jerks right now.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.